Well, hello. This is Laurel Watson from Dressage Positively, and I love helping horse owners who are becoming interested in creating and maintaining a positive relationship with their horse. I especially love helping those owners who have horses that may be approaching midlife or older. In today's podcast, I'm going to tell you a story about my appendix gelding, Bill. We had just moved to Florida, and the fencing guys had finished putting up the fencing for the riding arena. I let the horses out of their stalls after feeding and walked over to check out the new arena. Of course, the horses followed me in. If nothing else, positive reinforcement training makes for confident and curious horses, which I just love. I don't know what it is, but I love having a riding arena at home. It's my happy place. Don't get me wrong, I love trail riding and being out in nature and have tens of thousands of trail riding hours. But to me, the riding arena is like going into my playroom as a kid. Every time you go in, it's a new adventure. You can set things up exactly as you want. Play a new game, make up a new game, combine games, or just sit and relax. The possibilities are endless. So I'm smiling and asking the horses what they want to work on. I'm moving around poles, cavalettis, jump standers, barrels, and mats. And the whole time I'm doing this, Bill was stuck to my side. It was magical. And the reason it was magical was because Bill had a tough time with the move from North Carolina. His eyesight wasn't as it used to be, and he dropped some weight until I figured out the best recipe of local haze, supplements, and required body work. He wasn't moving as well, and I had to bump up his monthly body work sessions to weekly in order for him to remain comfortable. But more than anything, I think he was trying to tell me that he missed our arena time together. And that hit me hard. I had retired him about 10 years prior, let him out to pasture, as they say. I thought I was doing what was best for him. I didn't sell him off to be a schoolmaster, as many do, because I knew he worked hard his whole life. He was raced until he was 7, retrained as a lesson horse in an event barn, and then became a pony club horse. His young owner wanted to do barrels, so was looking for a new mount. That's when I met him. He was staying at the Olympic Training Center outside of San Diego. On my first test ride, it was super windy, and the area had been ravaged by wildfires the week before. The scent of charcoal was still wafting in the air. But Bill didn't care. I got in him, rode him in the arena, we jumped some jumps, and then we walked around the racetrack. Then out into the charred hills and into the Santa Ana winds. And I just knew. Bill and I were going to be great friends. He had this easy way about him with me. And as my friend Amy would come to say later, he's only that way with you. So started an almost 20-year love affair with my first horse as an adult. Our adventures would include hunter jumper shows, events at the Arc and Pace, trail riding through the canyons of San Diego, mountains of North Carolina, and sand hills of South Carolina, competitive trail and hunter paces at the Biltmore Estate, and of course, lots of dressage. He was the first horse I used positive reinforcement training with as a training method, not just as a here's your carrot after a great ride method. And that's what hit me hard. Why did I just stop working with him? Stop playing with him since he retired? Clearly, he had also missed our time together. And it dawned on me that we could do lots of exercises at the walk and even the trot if he wanted to keep him supple and moving, even if I no longer was sitting on his back. Moving forward, we'd have our 30-minute daily play dates in the arena. Some days it would just be the two of us. Some days we'd let the other horses in. We'd walk over random patterns of rails and cavaletti, do square turns in the corners, or sometimes we'd just dance together, letting the music take us side by side, back and forth, cha-cha-cha, rumba, and even the Macarena. Until his last day, when our dance was just his head in my lap, quietly sitting in the sun until he said goodbye. Always the one who had to have the last say, his spirit bolted up the hill and into the clouds, leading the rest of the herd who would follow him blindly. And then after he left, they came one by one in respect to say a final goodbye, while the donkeys sang one final song. Oh, what I wouldn't give for those days of playing in the rain and sun again. My Bill. My friend. My love.